BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
Lick me, I'm delicious.
No way.
The one.
For the fat fingers.
It's still good.
Easy. Radio.
One, two,
let's go.
Scott Mills.
Let me just say,
I look like an out of work magician.
Drums, please.
3, 2.
Radio one.
You'll enjoy today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Lewis Capaldi has been doing interviews around the world, and some of the interviews are braver questions than we would ever ask. Also, you hear what someone you love sounds like in Spanish. Actually quite good. Another person tries to get Chris going by describing food. Doesn't quite work out. And there's funny business. Two companies with lol names. And we reveal that BBC Sounds can be heard on people's hearing aids. Tell your gran. Yesterday on the show, we told you about our new favourite thing to do after a night out when you're queuing for the fast foods.
Yeah, I put this video on my socials. It went mad. It's 3 a.m. or round about that time in a Mackey's, and the order numbers, you know, they're getting to the 60s, 67, 68. But when it hits order 69, he gives out order 69, everyone goes mad for it.
It's like, order 69! The whole place erupts. Now, we've been asking you lot to try this next time you're on a night out.
We should give a shout out as well to people that work in fast food restaurants, especially when it's like midnight, 1 a.m. You know, we all know what it's like in those places as well.
It's probably a lot if you work in those places at that time, because you're dealing with a lot of people who maybe aren't as capable as they would be at, let's say, 2 p.m.
Yeah, exactly. Chloe's just tweeted us, finding this whole thing so funny that we're talking about Order 69. She refuses to shout it out. But I think you've got to go for it. You've got to take your moments.
We played this. It's from the Golden Arches in Oxford Road, Manchester, where about 2-3 o'clock in the morning, when everyone's queuing, this is what happens when the Order 69 comes around.
56, 94, 6, Order 69!
Yeah! Whole place goes crazy for it. So we've been encouraging this. Had an email from James Tate, hi. He says, I was at my old workplace, McDonald's. I was ordering my food. I was order 65, and then I remembered 69 is the number I need.
Yeah, you're close. Yeah, and when you're that close, you want to time it right, don't you?
So he waited for the next two customers as he wanted to get the number 69.
Brilliant.
Also, Ant from Wigan, hi. He was ordering some food last night. He tried it, but got nervous. You know when you get stage fright?
Because it's not just at night, this as well. Obviously, you can hit, if it's busy at lunchtime, for example, you might get 69 there. You know, order 69.
Yeah. Stefan Lead says, the 69 cheer isn't reserved just for late night snacking. See? Happens all day. I know this, as my 12-year-old son pointed out. We weren't even in that restaurant you just mentioned.
Mm.
Back to Ant. He was in there last night. He went in all brave, going, yeah, I'm going to, when 69 comes along, I'm going to cheer. And in reality, he did video it for us. This is what happened.
69.
Yay.
Just to himself.
On his own.
That's 69. Not good enough, Ant. I want to hear the whole place erupt, not just you.
69.
Yay.
If you can do better than that, send it to me on email, record it on video, and send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just the very description of food gets Chris all excited. I don't think anything or anyone will beat our listener Chris's tribute to chicken yesterday.
I then break the chicken down into the separate parts. So take its legs off, take its breasts off, yeah, and so on. I'll then use the legs and I'll confit them. So I'll slow cook them in oil for about 6 hours. About 120 degrees, so the chicken's really tender, just sort of straight off the bone.
You're going real slow.
Really slow.
Yep. Then I'll take the skin off the breast and I'll crisp that up. Then I'll open up the breast and turn that into a ballantine. So I'll stuff it with a mushroom duck tail and wilted spinach.
Slow down a bit. You're doing a lot here.
Yeah, there's a lot involved. So the mushroom duck tail is basically a fine diced chestnut mushroom that I use. And then you cook that out until basically they're pretty much dry. So it's like a mushroom pate. That then sits inside the breast, and then that's then wrapped in prosciutto.
Hello, pork. I've got one more guy that wants to have a go at getting us going through food, through the description of food, okay?
Okay.
That's coming up. Shout out to this person whose car fuel level just hit 69 miles. Whee!
The Scott Mills
Mills Daily.
Nathan.
Hey, Scott, what are you saying?
What are you saying? Where are you?
I'm just at home now. I'm just in kitchen.
Okay. Chris is here as well.
Hiya, Chris. Oh, I love you too. I think you're both awesome.
Aww. Where are you then? Where do you live?
I'm in St. Helens.
Yep, okay. And how come you can describe food so well?
Well, I just love it. It's one of my main things. I proper love food.
Even though I'm not eating the food, I'm looking at the food, I'm going, oh, it's so good.
Well, I have like a weird trigger in my brain. So when I'm a celebrity comes on, when that's on, I'm just awesome. I want to eat. And my girlfriend's like, why are you eating? Why are you eating when you're eating Crawleys? So I don't know. I just fancy eating.
That's funny. I like the idea that you're hypersensitive to it all. So when you watch I'm a Celebrity and they're, say, doing the Bush Tucker trials,
yeah, even
do
if
you start gagging?
Yeah. Even if it is a kangaroo's anus.
Oh, no, I'll just be like, I don't know, you know.
No, you just get hungry, like, because someone you're seeing someone eating and you're like, oh, I'm starving.
I'm up for anything.
Okay, well, I hope that's not what you're describing to us today, because I do not want to eat that.
No, what I'm describing is, it's honey roast gammon.
Honey roast gammon, oh, lovely.
Potato chips.
Okay, cool. So the idea of this is, we just get someone on, right, loves their food,
yeah,
and you've got to make me and Scott and everyone listening, you know, salivate,
yeah,
almost.
I'm going to close my eyes for this, Nathan. I'll put some music on for you, right, to set the mood.
Yes.
And, all right, in your own time.
Do your best.
Firstly, I'll turn on the oven so it's all hot and steamy, ready for my meat. I've been sliding my meat into the oven for a good 40, 45 minutes, so the meat is nice and juicy.
What's with Nathan? I'm going to have to stop you there because it's putting me off my stride. this voice you're doing, is this your sexy voice?
It's like a really bad Nigella Lawson.
Ah, I see. You think Nigella sounds like that. So, Nathan, this is your sexy voice, is it?
My attempt to it, yeah.
Yeah, fine. Okay, we're getting a real insight into what's your... do you have a partner?
Yes.
Yeah, we're getting a real insight here into how you speak to them. All right, please continue.
Right.
Right.
I put my honey glaze all over it. I then prepare my sweet potato chips in the deep fryer for a good 15 minutes so they're hard on the outside and nice and soft on the inside. I then grab my peas and carrots and get them nice and steamy and moist. And as a finish, I squirt my ketchup all over them.
Yeah. You're not. I don't know about you, Scott.
Well, this is really quick.
The whole thing is just very odd. We've had all these people come on who are chefs, and they're like, they go into all the different ways they're souffling the chicken or whatever it is. Like, they really go into it. You're like, I grab my peas
and I squirt it, I squirt my ketchup all over them.
Well, he heard the first guy, and he was describing it dead slow, like proper professional. The chef, and I thought, oh, you could have a right laugh with that, you know. If I was good with accents, or put a good Nigella Lawson voice on, I thought it would have been decent.
Oh, it was a good try, Nathan. Just ended up a bit weird, be honest.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Dan in Manchester is crying laughing at Nathan. Alice and Chester had to switch off. Stefan Long Eaton says, Nathan on the food, proper quality. Have been laughing hard on my work break.
Tricky though, isn't it? It's tricky when you try and be sexy. I mean, I don't know what you're like when you're trying to be sexy.
It's not that.
I mean, everyone.
Everyone's different.
I think it's hard for everyone, isn't it? No one. I mean,
what are you like? People,
well,
go on.
Yeah, we've never really discussed this, have we?
I bet you do baby voice.
No, but that's not sexy, is it? That's just when you're trying to kind of suck up a little bit, and you're just trying to.
Actually, I've heard you on the phone. I've heard you on the phone do it.
See you later. No, but what I want to know is what is everyone like when they're trying to be really sexy? Like, and I mean everyone. I mean, like,
talk dirty to me. Come on.
I want to know what newsreaders are like when they're trying to be sexy. Do you know what I mean? Like, like everyone.
I think we don't do the food description thing anymore, though, because for me, that, like, we've had the best one, and it wasn't Nathan's. I felt that was
poor
all
Nathan.
Over. It was all over far too quick.
And as a finish, I squirt and ketchup all over.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Previously on Funny Business, we called this place, which specialises in word.
Hello, I got word.
Yeah, that's I got word. And then we called New Zealand for this place.
Hello, Lee speaking. Happy to sit on your face.
That's happy to sit on your face. What were they doing there? Was it a cafe?
Was it a cafe?
Why would
it be? You've just said that.
No,
you said that with confidence.
What was it? Oh, yes. Glasses.
Ah.
They specialise in glasses.
Ah, yes.
Which sit right there on your face. So we've got two...
Cafe?
It's a cafe. Hello. Hello, welcome to the cafe. Happy to sit on your face.
Why? Okay.
So we've got two more funny businesses to call. I've got one for Chris. He's got one for me. We don't know where we're going to call, and that's coming up in about 10 minutes. You cannot laugh.
Scott Mills.
All right, funny business. Here we go. You can go first.
Me first.
You go first. I've got a company that has a name which could mean something else, and I'm guessing you've got one for me. So, call this number here, and you speak to them. Do not laugh.
No laughing.
Stupidest game on the radio, this.
Good afternoon, Simon Ellis Cafe.
Hello there. Am I through to the cafe?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, what's the full name of your cafe?
Salmonella's Calf.
Salmonella's Calf.
Sam and Ella's.
Oh, Sam and Ella. Okay.
It's there for a reason.
Yeah. So are you Sam?
No, my name's David.
Oh, my name's Chris. Hello, mate. I just wanted to find out a little bit more about the business, if that's okay, because...
Yeah, no problem at all.
So Sam and Ella, are they the owners?
No, I'm the owner.
Does this not... And this is the main reason I was going to call. Does it not backfire slightly?
No.
Because everyone thinks it's a Salmonella Cafe, mate.
Yeah. It's a full on word.
I take it the food's good.
So, oh, yes.
So what's the slogan? You come and get your salmonellas.
No.
Where is Salmonella, if I ever want to come get salmonella?
Ettingshaw, Wolverhampton.
Cool. Wolverhampton for salmonella.
Exactly.
Do you do chicken? Take it, you do.
Chicken?
Yeah.
Yes, loads of chicken.
Nice.
And salmonella chicken.
Do you?
Chicken curry. You've got to
why would anyone
curry.
Eat that? Do you deliver?
Yes, so we do deliver, but only on a Wednesday.
All right, then. Look, it's lovely speaking to you.
Okay, then, Chris.
Nice one, mate. All right, then. Bye.
Bye.
I got.
You had to get the deliver sign in there.
I like that guy. He's full of life. So therefore, I kind of get what he's saying. From a business point of view, sometimes it's good to have a name which is almost the opposite of what the business is, because it grabs your attention. Everyone's having photos with the sign.
It's just a pun on the name. Good Volvo accent, Chris. Excellent. Okay, my turn.
Good afternoon, Piddlebury.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're speaking with James here.
Hello, James. And what company are you at?
At Piddle Brewery.
The Piddle Brewery?
Yes.
And whereabouts are you based?
We're based just outside of Dorchester in a place called Piddle Hinton.
Do you find that your beer tastes like piddle?
Yes, for want of a better phrase.
I mean, from the area.
Yes, I would say it does. Tastes like the River Piddle, yes, it does.
Okay, so, well, let's say I'm coming to a pub in that area. Do I order a pint of piddle?
Yes, you can, or we do bottles as well. So we're in most good garden shops and or retail shops in and around the Dorset area.
So I can also have a bottle of piddle if I desire. All right, I just wanted to find out if that was the actual name. Great to speak to you.
Okay, and no problems. And who was calling?
My name's Scott. I'm just calling up just to inquire.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, no problems at all, Scott.
All right, good to speak to you. And interesting to know about the story around piddle. Thank you.
That's fine. There's no problems at all. In truth, the name is that, as I said, it was after a river. The rumour is that just before her reign, Queen Victoria visited the county.
Yeah.
And she was actually offended by the name piddle.
Was she?
So there are certain parts of Dorset that have puddle and piddle. So where we're based in Piddle Hinton, about a mile up the road, there's a place called Puddle Town.
Oh.
And it was actually originally named, as I said earlier on, after the River Piddle. And it flows all the way into Poole Harbour.
What was Queen Victoria's problem with piddle?
I'm not sure. You'll have to ask her.
Wow. I wish I could. All right. Well, nice to speak to you. Thanks so much.
No problems at all.
Thanks for taking my call.
No problems. Bye. Thank you.
It's gone. Excellent piddle puddle chat there,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Oh, your finest. The Scott Mills Daily. I have the banger scores, like the ultimate scores, the total wins for me and you. Would
Where
you like
from?
To know?
Where from?
One of our listeners.
Is this the guy that did the original stats ages ago?
This is the original stat.
This guy listens every day. Like people that are fans of the chart or Eurovision, they're well into it.
Yeah.
This guy's got spreadsheets and everything. And he's done it since bangers, since we started the feature bangers, like right from the start. Go on.
Okay, you've won 353 times. I've won 386.
Oh! I did kind of fear that that would be the case. Okay, then. Need to get that figure up, guys. The Scott Mills Daily. You know how Halloween's got massively popular over the last few years?
Is there?
I feel that Pancake Day's gone the other way.
Yeah, Pancake Day. I don't know what it needs. It needs some sort of boost, doesn't it?
Is anyone doing this tonight? I mean, thanks to everyone on their social media. We get it, you made pancakes, but I'm not doing it, are you? Is anyone here doing it?
I probably will, yeah. Yeah.
Will you actually?
Yeah, yes. And what? Judge me.
Pancakes, yes.
Yeah, pancakes. But I know what you mean. It's not getting the same hype.
Pancakes? Oh, okay.
It needs a bit more to it, doesn't it?
A little bit.
It like needs fancy dress as well. This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. Okay, probably just me then not doing pancakes, it looks like. It's just not a thing in my life. John?
Hello. John,
hello, yes, Inverness. Hi, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Yeah, good. Are you doing pancakes later?
Nah, mate, got too much wedding cake to eat.
Oh, is it? Have you just got married?
I did indeed. Saturday just passed.
Okay, who'd you marry?
Kevin.
John and Kevin. John and Kevin there from Inverness.
Who'd you marry? That's a good question.
Like I might know them. Oh, Kevin!
So what's going on with the cake there? Because I always see wedding cakes at weddings, Matt, but it never seems to get eaten, you know? So do you just take it back yourself?
Well, I took bits of it. Half of it got eaten, but yeah, not all of it.
Did you keep the icing?
I absolutely did. It was a Game of Thrones cake, so the dragon's eggs and the throne are sitting in the house.
Amazing! This is the Flower of Scotland Donk on It mix that I found yesterday. Fan of this, John, or would you rather the original?
Probably this one, to be honest with you.
Some were saying it was offensive.
Who do you normally pick on bangers?
Chris.
Chris.
It's quite Sunset Strippers, this, isn't it?
It is.
It's
quite Cascada. Let me see if I can change your mind.
Whoa, hang on a minute. This was my banger choice yesterday.
Yeah, I stole it.
Can't steal it.
I can.
You can't do that.
It's yours
you
yesterday.
Can't do that.
Yours yesterday, not today.
That's really poor for me. Do you know what that is?
Liked it, stole it.
That's tacky. You're tacky.
You're tacky.
Is this what it come to now? You just robbed like, my ones from the day before.
I wanted to hear the whole thing yesterday. You remember I said I did. So no, let's hear the whole thing.
Do you know you're better than that? You're one of the nation's greatest ever broadcasters.
Not ever.
And I would have said that at your funeral, but I won't now. I'll say he was tacky.
Wow. Deadmau5, I remember.
I don't remember him as the
Come
nation's
on.
Greatest broadcaster. I thought he was tacky. That's what I'll say. John, sorry, yes, bangers, there is a choice. And this is one of my favourite Scottish bands ever, Twin Atlantic.
Well, I'm not going to win, am I?
And the song is Make a Beast of Myself.
Well, there we are. I think I've done badly here. John.
John?
Hello.
Hello. I love that accent. Right at the top of Scotland, best accent.
Hey, John, you get to choose what's next on Radio 1. What are you having?
Absolutely dead mouse. It has to be.
Oh, you fool.
A Scottish person.
I nearly went wrong there as well.
A Scottish person doesn't pick Twin Atlantic.
For as long as anyone can remember, births, deaths and marriages have been as certain as food, air and water.
We love talking about births and marriages, but when it comes to that D word, we've run a mile.
It's understandable, right? Because it's not easy to do. So when's the right time to talk about it?
My name's Melina, and I say now's the time.
I'm Saima, and together, we're gonna kill it. Join us for our new podcast called Fresh to Death,
where we talk about dying so we can get on with living. Fresh to Death.
Download and subscribe now on BBC Sounds.
God. Oh no, the Scottish people are rioting.
Also, that annoys me because I chose that song yesterday and love that song, but you took it like a pirate there.
A lot of people in Scotland are not happy. A true Scotsman from Inverness, 28, doesn't pick a Scottish band, Twin Atlantic.
Yeah.
He'll probably be put in a cell and forced to eat nothing but cold haggis.
The whole thing was iffy. Disgusting. Actually, disgusting from you all. And John in Inverness. John in Inverness and you. I'm issuing the shame bill.
Shame.
Yes.
Shame.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Whenever we do interviews with pop stars, I like to think we are inventive and creative with it. It's not just the same boring questions like, what can we expect from the album? However, I've been watching Lewis Capaldi being interviewed around the world, and it's given me inspiration because these are things that we have never asked.
No, true. Abroad, there seems to be no limits to what they will ask pop stars.
We'll go into this in a minute, but here's Lewis in Norway. This was the first question.
I got some crisps for you. I thought we're going to... Have you heard about a mukbang before?
Yeah. So, Lewis Capaldi gets invited to a Norwegian mukbang. There's a lot more where this came from.
Scott Mills.
And now, around the world with Lewis Capaldi. When pop stars get globally famous, one of my favourite things to do is to look up the interviews they do in other countries. I do this a lot. Now, Lewis, since being invented on this show, has really been putting the work in other places. And I went down a bit of a YouTube rabbit hole last night and I found loads.
What I love about these as well is he won't expect all of us listening to these to have heard these interviews. He just boshes them out in other countries. Sometimes he could be very tired, very jet-lagged. And then they ask things in a really direct way abroad, in a way that we probably don't do here.
It's because, it's a simple thing, it's the language barrier.
Yes.
And we're all very British about it. It's like, oh, no, we couldn't ask him that. Whereas in other countries, they often go straight in.
Well, Capaldi doesn't speak another language as well, so they have to speak in Capaldi's language.
So, here's Lewis in Germany.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge Bravo Web TV. Neben mir sitzt der liebe Lewis Capaldi. Ihr kennt ihn wahrscheinlich von seinem Song Someone You Loved, der gerade nicht nur die Radios, sondern auch die Charts und die Spotify-Playlisten stürmt. And you probably didn't get the thing right.
No, I understood all of it.
Great. Thank you for being here with us. I just introduced you.
Yeah, I just noticed that I have a stain on my trousers, so I do apologise for that. I'm just going to have my hands here this whole time.
It's okay. Your new single, Someone You Loved, is in UK number one single right now. Congrats to that.
Thank you very much, yeah.
How does that feel?
It feels like a good thing.
I like how the stain was quickly laughed off. They don't know how to cope with it because it's Lewis Capaldi's humour. I've got stain on my trousers.
Yeah, and Capaldi has to answer often quite a simple way because of the language barrier. But it doesn't really stop him, does he? He still goes kind of full Capaldi on the situation.
Let's go to France. Now, what happens in France is that a translator gets involved. However, Lewis's humour doesn't really quite work if you have to say it back through a translator. Have a listen to this.
Vous le découvrez ce soir peut-être sur Virgin Radio. Il s'appelle Lewis Capaldi. Pour la première fois en interview et en live dans le lab sur Virgin Radio avec l'album qui sort le 17 mai, le concert le 22 mai à l'Alhambra à Paris. On va faire l'interview première fois. Alors première scène, donc ça on l'a déjà fait, c'est à 4 ans dans le sud de la France.
First stage we know, now you were 4 years old in France.
Yeah.
Premier contact avec la musique.
First contact with music.
It would have been on the car journeys. We used to drive from Glasgow to...
C'était les voyages en voiture justement pour aller de Glasgow au sud de la France.
And then my parents would listen to like CDs the whole time, the whole journey.
Voilà. So et tout le voyage, ses parents écoutaient des CD, donc c'était dans la voiture en écoutant de la musique.
Yeah. Interview première fois, première partie, parce que t'as fait des premières parties, tu t'es produit quand même devant plus de 500 000 spectateurs,
yeah,
Sam Smith, Ragged Bondman, Bastille, Niall Horan. Il y a des anecdotes, des paroles échangées, des trucs comme ça t'a pris quoi en particulier?
Stories or anecdotes of all those opening acts?
I don't know. I mean,
stories or anecdotes. I don't know. I've become quite good friends with we supported Niall Horan. I've become quite good friends with him, and we've definitely
with who? Sorry,
Niall Horan.
Okay, il est assez copain avec Niall Horan.
Yeah, and we've just been. There's just. I mean, there isn't one story, but we've definitely been. How do you say this? Very, 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 very drunk together on a number of occasions.
Ils ont déjà été très, 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 très bourrés ensemble à de nombreuses reprises.
Oh, très drunk.
Yeah.
I like first contact with music.
Oh, I love it. I'm imagining both the translator and the interviewer are having a large red wine and smoking a cigarette.
I like to imagine that the translator then knows nothing about music, not a clue who Niall is, but is only there to translate.
Let's hear the bit about Niall Horan again.
I don't know, I've become quite good friends with we supported Niall Horan. I've become quite good friends with him, and we've definitely...
With who, sorry?
With who?
Niall Horan.
Okay. Il est assez copain avec Niall Horan.
Niall Horan.
Who?
Still to come, Norway and Sweden. The Scott Mills Daily. This is Around the World with Lewis Capaldi. Lewis has been all over the place doing interviews here, there, everywhere, because his songs are well famous, not just in the UK, but now globally. So with that comes the interviews that you get to do when you go to those countries.
There's some cracking interviews abroad as well, Scott, isn't there? Because there's a sort of breakdown in language, translation issues at times.
You don't know what they're going to ask. With here, it's pretty straightforward because we all speak English. Now, often these countries, unlike us, do speak English as well. Mm. Like, we don't speak another language because we're rubbish. But, like, for example, in Norway, many people, a lot of people, most people, speak English. So the interview is done in English, but there's a lot of stuff you might not expect.
Hello, everyone. I'm here with Lewis Capaldi at Energy, and we're going to do something fun today. I got some crisps for you. I thought we're going to... Have you heard about a mukbang before? I know it sounds weird.
Good.
You can choose. We got... It's Norwegian candy.
Okay.
It's like crisps, and I don't know how to explain this
gummies.
One. Yeah, kind of. And some more gummies. Some Norwegian chocolate smash. It's also chocolate. It's salty hockey. I don't know how to explain that either. You can try.
Is it with salt on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't like salt?
Not going to enjoy
that. No.
No, see, Lewis has never tried anything like this because he's normally at the Harvester in Glasgow with his mum.
Norwegian mukbang, though, we should definitely do that on this show.
What they tend to do in Scandinavia, like you just heard in Norway, is they like to make Lewis taste the food from the country. Let's head to Sweden. What are they making Lewis do there?
Hello, it's me, Lewis Capaldi. I'm in Sweden today, and I'm going to be trying some Swedish snacks, because this went very well last time I tried some snacks. Let's have a blast here. So first up, we've got licorice, I believe, and this is pronounced... Jungelbrå.
He really is on a wild gap year at the moment, isn't he? Without it being a gap year.
I was trying to find some Spanish interviews with Lewis. It appears he didn't do any. However, when I was looking for those, I came across this, which is a gem in itself. Do you fancy hearing someone you loved in Spanish?
Oh, yeah. Que alguien me aleje de ti, me enseñe a querer, me calme el dolor, me sepa entender, te puedo mentir, lo puedo fingir. It's not Capaldi,
it's not him. A ti te ha sido fácil olvidarte de mí. La mañana me desarma, tú me faltas, no me protegerás. Bajé la guardia y me atrapó el dolor. Empezaba a acostumbrarme que me dieras...
I prefer the words to that. If Lewis Capaldi could sing it like that, that would be amazing.
So you prefer this version?
Prefer the words, yeah. I think he sings it better, Capaldi.
Oh yeah, Lewis sings it better, but Spanish just sounds better generally,
doesn't
it?
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
La mañana.
It's good. Next time we get somebody from another country in, let's say Camila Cabello or Christine and the Queens, we need to learn some questions in their native language and ask them in French or Spanish. It's only fair. Scott Mills. Kaya.
Hiya.
I hear you got bad news.
Yeah, I'm moving jobs, so I can't listen to you guys anymore.
Right, you say that. You can persuade them.
No, I can't, because it's when people ring up and I've got to give them, got to go through things. So whereas now I'm in my car all the time, I'm going into like an office, so I don't think they've got the radio on.
Yeah, but that's okay, because you just put a sneaky earphone in BBC Sounds app, don't you? You just sneaky, you know, listen.
I could do, yeah, but the point is, I schedule my day around the Who game on Thursday.
Yeah, but don't give me excuses like, oh, I can't listen anymore. It's like, right, if you really tried, you could.
You could do anything you want to, you know.
Yeah, I'm definitely
going to
try, but...
Yeah, but I know you're driving around your car, but listen, Chris said, BBC Sounds app on your phone, listen live to Radio 1. You can listen to Radio 1 on your phone, stinky earphone in. Is that what you said?
Stinky earphone?
I thought you said stinky
earphone. No, I just said stick it in your ear.
All right.
Like a you know, sneaky listen.
Sneaky headphone in one ear, listen to us all the time, you know?
Yeah, when I'm not answering the phone, I will do that, but...
Yeah, but answer the phone with one ear, BBC Sounds Radio 1 with the other ear.
You guys at the same time.
Well, that's okay. If not, then I'll let you off and you can listen to the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, also available on BBC Sounds, the best bits of the show every day to catch up on.
I will do that, don't worry.
Okay, so you're saying that this is your last chance to play the Who game?
I've got this week and next week, so I really do think that you should give me a shot. I have a list.
Okay. As long as you promise to listen in your new workplace, then we might get you on the Who game this or next week.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, make sure you promise.
I promise.
Pinky promise.
Pinky promise.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Ryan. I feel bad for Ryan because these have been around for a while and I don't know whether he knows. And I'm not being rude, Ryan. He's just trying to help with people who are trying to sneakily listen to Radio 1 on the BBC Sounds app. Because you can listen to us live on your phone, right? So just put us on your phone. Don't have to have a radio. Put us on your phone. Scott, I just bought earbuds. This is going to be brilliant for that girl. No one sees it. No cables at all.
Welcome along.
Now, they have... No, don't be rude. Ryan, they have been around for a while, them. But you're right. Some headphones now do not have cables. So the chances of your boss catching you listening, if there's no cable hanging down... are fairly slim, I would say.
And even with a cable, and this will blow his mind as well, all you do is you put the cable down your sleeve and then just rest your ear on your hand there.
Yeah, but all day, that's long.
It's long all day, but it means you can get away with it.
Yeah, or just get the brand new cable-less ones, like you said, Ryan.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Rick, who's listening in Littlehampton. He says his gran has got BBC Sounds on her hearing aid. I don't believe that's possible.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe you can get it on hearing aid now.
Scott Mills.
Email of the day. Here's somebody that's got too much time on their hands. Once again, doing an all-staff email to every single member of the company. Everyone read this.
Dear all, although this is mainly for the ladies, we have had some problems with the toilets being blocked lately. Yesterday, it was the left-hand loo in the ladies. Today, it's the right-hand loo in the ladies. The problem seems to be copious quantities of toilet paper being used, coupled with a weak flush, things are just staying where they are. I hope it's needless to say that it's not really fair to walk away and expect Mark to pour buckets of hot water down the loos to clear them, and I don't really want to have to witness the evidence either. Without going into too much detail, I would suggest to the boys and girls that if things get sticky, you could perhaps wipe and flush, then wipe and flush again, rather than wipe, flush. Or at least have a look in the bowl before you leave and then maybe flush more than once if required. Personally, I always flush twice. Thanks.
Oh, God.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow for Bumble Air Wednesday from 1 on BBC Radio 1.